Despite the enormous mineral wealth of La Union, it took 15 centuries for mining to start up again. The 1825 Mining Act, the 1840 Mining Act, and the discoveries of the Jarosso and Manto de los Ángeles seams were the incentives for this mining boom to take place. Look at the famous map of mining concessions drawn up in 1907 by Carlos Lanzarote, which shows more than 1,000 mining concessions, many of them small, which led to the excessive fragmentation of the Sierra. On the right, in the foreground, is a selection of the minerals from which metal was obtained: lead, zinc, tin, copper, manganese, and sulfides. The Sierra de Cartagena La Union has a rich geodiversity, but mining activity focused on the extraction of a small group of minerals known as metal ores, among which blende, pyrite, and galena stand out. During the 1960s and 1970s, a new type of open-pit mining was developed, but it also brought with it significant environmental problems, which, together with management problems, social conflict, and falling ore prices, led to the definitive closure of the mine in 1991. This end is illustrated by two pipes from the Roberto de Portmán washing plant, through which thousands of tons of mining waste were dumped into Portmán Bay for decades. We can also see three original paintings of the famous Festival Internacional del Cante de las Minas. Created in 1961 as a claim of the mining songs that were produced by the workers of the mines. The authors are Cristobal Gabarón, Antoni Tapies, and Pedro Cano. Below, we invite you to watch a video that briefly contextualizes the historical evolution of mining in La Union,